A flat earther's view of Jeff Bezos' space fight. If you read the news, Jeff Bezos, former CEO of Amazon, and three others went into space aboard his capsule. This was on the anniversary of the first moon landing in 1969. I think there is a hidden message here. The 1969 flight was a fake, and there were some things fake about this one, too. The claim is that they went 66.6 miles altitude. Some papers have it at 66.5, so the mark of the beast is not too obvious. So, why this exact figure? They claim that space begins at 62 miles. Oh, convenient. So, why didn't they go to an even 70 miles? Or anything else and just have even mileage? Well, we all know the answer. And what did Satan want to do? Ascend above the stars, make his seat higher than God's. You can be sure that they will not show any pictures out the window, and if they do, it will be with a fisheye lens to prove that the Earth is curved. The three astronauts know that it's really flat, if they have any common sense, or maybe not and still believe that it's a globe, being so indoctrinated. For the weightlessness they experienced for 4 minutes, that was when they fell back to Earth. This would be the same simulation as when a plane takes a nosedive. So, there is nothing out of the ordinary here. This is how other astronauts are tested. Jeff's brother, Mark, assumed the moniker Astronaut Demo. Notice how close that is to the word demon. All of this is by no accident. The descent was by booster and parachutes on a nearby landing pad. Notice that it was not miles away, which they should have been if the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles per hour. Search for pictures. I did an image search for pictures after I typed in Jeff Bezos' space flight, and all I came up with is one lousy picture. But even that was revealing. The picture is a Blue Origin space capsule with part of the Earth in the background. What it did show of the Earth, there was a small section of the edge that showed a straight line, not a curved one as you would expect from liars. I guess they are working on that in the Photoshop department, winking face. Finally, who took the picture? It begs the question. You mean to say that there was another rocket that took the picture? If so, we were not told that there was a photographer in the other rocket. Also, we were not told that this is just an image. So, by implication, this is supposed to be a real picture. Just like the first landing on the moon, 52 years ago, that was a fake, so is this one. Yes, it might have been a real rocket, but it was just a flight to a high altitude but within our atmosphere, and they were right under the firmament, dome, of Earth.